Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
7:45, Tommy Tucker, quarter till 8, our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Do you support the Republicans who attempted to derail one of the impeachment hearings? 72% are saying yes. 28% are saying no. You can cast your ballot at WWL.com. We're joined by Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. Good morning, sir. Thank you for your time.
Good morning, Tommy.
So tell me what's going on with Entergy and this money that's going back to the ratepayers, maybe.
Well, no, this will be money going back to the ratepayers. There's a rate case that has to be filed. It's actually been 10 years since the last one got filed. And Entergy and the city and other people who are interested, called interveners, put in evidence about what the rates really ought to be. And so we looked at all of the evidence. Our advisors looked at all of the evidence and came back to us and said, number one, the amount of fixed charge of $8 that everybody pays on their bill will remain the same. Energy was looking to nearly double that to $15, but we kept it static at $8. Energy wanted a high rate of equity, which is essentially their pure profit on running their business, and they wanted a 10.75%. We were looking at a number below 9, but felt that 9.35 was the appropriate number. So it's not a whopping savings, but people on the East Bank should expect to see a reduction in their bill by about $3 every month.
And what about a $1 million fine? What's that about?
Yeah, so remember last year, I guess, we fined Energy for the Actor scandal $5 million. And this year, Councilmember Brissett opened up a docket on prudence, arguing that Energy had acted imprudently with their distribution system. And that's lights going out on clear days. And remember the excuses for squirrels and Mylar balloons and all of these other problems. And if you look at the evidence in 2013, and there's a great story Jessica Williams ran in The Advocate on it, that 2013, Energy didn't spend $1 million out of its budget to work on the distribution system. And in 2014 and 2015, they didn't spend $20 million they had on capital improvements. And then, of course, what happens? 2016, 2017, almost a third of all the failures in the city are because of equipment issues caused by lack of maintenance and upkeep. So the council fined them $1 million yesterday for failing really to make sure that the system was working the way it should and that Energy should have been investing the way that it should.
So what assurances besides a $1 million fine, which you hope would get their attention and will be used, I guess, in a way to compensate the people that had that suffered from this?
Well, I think the question is, how do we use that money now is a very good one. Obviously, it's going to be hard to directly compensate just those people in that area. I know the money can be spent for ratepayers on the whole. I think we're going to have some discussions, obviously, as we head into budget season right now, where we can use that money to best benefit the system and as many people in the city of New Orleans as possible. But I think what it goes to show is, although Energy is under a new management team and leadership team, they seem to be moving in the right direction, that where there are problems, the council is going to act and act swiftly.
So again, now, in terms of making sure that Energy does the maintenance they're required to do, besides the $1 million fine, are there going to be some kind of way to check up on Energy every now and then? You see if they're doing what they're supposed to do, some kind of program or a list that Energy gives to you guys, and it's like, okay, did you do that this month? Did you do this? Do you do that?
Yeah, it's a great question, and actually somebody raised that issue yesterday that I think we're going to take a hard look at. There's some technical terms, safety and SAIDI, that measure outages and when they're happening, and you want to have some gold standards there. And one of the things I think we're going to look at is making sure energy is hitting the marks that it should. And the other thing is they do provide reports to us on what's going on, and we want to make sure that's right. And look, Tommy, I tell people this all the time. I have a big district that runs large geographically. I need folks to tell me if they're seeing something, because sometimes you'll hear from a utility or from a department or from an advocacy group, oh, everything's fine, or this is what the numbers are. But the people who are on the ground are telling you something completely different. Mm-hmm. So it is not a proxy. Just because we're getting information from one source doesn't mean that's the only place that we rely on.
So Entergy New Orleans is a separate entity at some times from Entergy Louisiana when it's convenient, but it seems like other time it is a part of Entergy Louisiana, right?
Yeah, they're separate. They're a separate company, and I think one of the things they like to talk about is we're a smaller company. Our footprint is much smaller. We have a higher risk profile because of where the city sits and because they have fewer industrial customers. Yes, but we aren't the ones who decided how to do that. Entergy obviously did. We, the city council, are the sole regulator of Entergy New Orleans. And look, the markets understand where Entergy sits relative to its peers, whether it's Entergy Louisiana, Entergy Texas, Entergy Arkansas, and have reacted and made sure that Entergy New Orleans gets what it needs. So the whole point of what we're trying to do, whether it's Sewage and Water Board or Energy or any other agency, is not make their lives miserable, but it's making sure they're acting fairly, efficiently, providing value, and providing the necessary efficiencies and reliability that the ratepayers are due.
You have a couple of more minutes. When we come back, we'll talk about the Hard Rock. 7:51, time for traffic now, WWL. 7:57, Joe Jerusa, our guest, New Orleans City Council member. I didn't realize how limited the time would be, so Joe, I'm going to jump ahead to budget hearings. What is going on since the mayor presented her budget, and have we learned anything from the hearings or come close to signing off on any parts of it?
No, we actually have our budget committee meeting this afternoon on Thursday, and then beginning on Monday, we'll start in earnest with the budget hearings the city council has, and we're going to go department by department and have our questions ready. In fact, I've carved out a couple of hours to meet with my staff this afternoon to go over the areas of inquiry that are most interesting to us.
What would those be?
Well, I think you always need to look at the biggest ticket items first. Number one, obviously, police, fire, public works, code enforcement are probably top of the list. I think everybody's concerned about safety in the city. Police budget's going up again. Some of their overtime has gone up significantly. You want to know about that. I think you hear from a lot of people, hey, city government always talks about the revenue side and increasing taxes. What about the expense side? So you have to look at that. And then I think all the council members and the mayor's office are really trying to look underneath every rock and see whether maybe some more money to be able to put on the table. That's why I said it's interesting to see what we do with the $1 million fine that we got from Energy. I've been asking, our personnel expenses actually were in a surplus for several million dollars, so that would be potentially another source of money to be used.
Joe, let me jump in for a second. Give me a 10-second answer. Where's the city going to find the money for the Hard Rock maintenance? Do they have the front to cash, and are services going to be cut as a result of it?
They have the money on hand. They're paying for it, and I think it's baked into the budget. I'm sure Gilbert Montagna, the CAO, is using our funds appropriately.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time, Joe. Sorry to interrupt you, but it's always a clock. Sure. Have a good afternoon. Thank you for your service. Joe Jerusa, New Orleans City Council member. Blue Runner opinion poll. Blue Runner gumbo poll. Do you support the Republicans who attempted to derail the impeachment hearings? Final tally, 72 yes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.